just thank the Lord.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should properly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Well, this is going to be very uncomfortable, I hope.
Are you menstruating right now?
You killed it. You totally murdered it.
I will gouge out your eyeballs and go fuck you!
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Good day, window lickers, and all my special Olympians. Welcome to the program. Yes, I do have another 5 minutes of fabulous funny for you from the internet. But first, I'd like to thank all of my Facebook friends who have taken the fan page to a new level. That's right, 300 fans on the fan page. Thanks to everyone for your support. It makes my heart feel good. Anyway, if you've been watching the news, you know about this volcano in Iceland that has an unpronounceable name. I'm not going to try to say it. Here's a clip from last night's David Letterman show where he discusses this topic.
You know what? Because the name of the volcano is so difficult to pronounce, it's pronounced, here's the pronunciation, Eyjafjallajökull.
Yep.
And that's as close as I'm going to get.
Oh, that's it.
And it does sound a little like, hey, I forgot your yogurt.
Right.
Eyjafjallajökull. Now we have collected some mispronunciations and some novel pronunciations of the volcano.
Eyjafjallajökull.
Here, try to enjoy this now.
Blow your kel.
Eyjafjallajökull.
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 Eyjafjallajökull. Eyjafjallajökull. Eyjafjallajökull.
Yabba dabba do is all I got to say about that. Anyway, in honor of the beginning of the NFL draft, which starts today, I found this little clip on funnyordie.com. Here's Willis Jackson.
This weekend, more than 250 American males will be drafted into service of the NFL. Willis Jackson is one of these young men.
Draft is messed up, man. It's like, it's 1 minute, you're just a college student trying to get a degree, and boom, NFL's calling your name. Put a uniform on you, shipping you off to training camp, some old guy screaming in your ear, you ready to go to war, son, you ready? Anyone that tells you they're not scared shitless of the draft, they're lying.
Since its inception in 1936, the NFL draft has pushed more than 13,000 young men into NFL action.
The Oakland Raiders select quarterback Jamarcus Russell.
Their post-college dreams put on hold for a battle on the gridiron.
I just wanted to be a teacher, man. You know? Can we have a sec?
For drafted players, the promise of an NFL paycheck does little to calm fears of the physical punishment that awaits them. Concussions, shattered bones, let alone the mental anguish.
Man, you hear about these guys, you know, getting sent off, and the shit they see over there, they're never the same again, you know?
For players desperate to avoid service, their last resort is the much whispered about practice known as draft dodging.
Tested positive for marijuana. You know, I got aggressive with a young lady on a date one night. I mean, she was saying no, I was saying yes. I won. Wasn't good for me legally, you know? And
while more than 20 million Americans will tune in to view the draft, Willis Jackson will not be among them.
I'm going to Canada, man. I got to spend a lot of time with Tim Tebow at the Combine. And, you know, he says when it's all said and done, we got to steal away to have a moment of prayer. God said it loud and clear. Fuck the draft. Hey.
Okay, let's take it on down to Canada, eh?
To the great white north, eh? That's a hell of an opportunity you're missing out on there, Mr. Jackson.
Anyway, that's all the time we have left for this broadcast. Thanks again for stopping by, and if I haven't mentioned it already, happy Earth Day. What the hell are you supposed to do on Earth Day anyway? I never got that. Plant a tree, pick a flower, whatever.
It all sounds like a bunch of hooey to me. See y'all later.
If you want to be a movie star, I got a ticket to Hollywood. If you want to stay just like you are, you know, I think you really should.
Shut up!